Diary, April 1873. April 1st to April 30th, 1873. Battle Creek. April opens dark and blustering. Some sleet and wind. We took breakfast in Edson's house. Emma, White, prepared a good breakfast from the supplies sent the night before by Sister Gaskill. After prayers, went to the office to prepare me a place for writing. Have arranged my writings, preparatory to work. Called to see Ella. She has considerable fever. I fear mismanagement in her case. We united in prayer for Ella Belden. The peace of heaven rested upon us. We felt the assurance that with proper care and the blessing of God, she would recover. We called at Health Institute, conversed in regard to Ella's case, employed Sister Simonton to nurse Ella until she is better. We spent the night at our own home. Brother Cummings has bought our old home upon the corner. Battle Creek. It continues cold and blustering, more like January than April. We took breakfast, attended prayers, and then went to the office. A letter was handed me from Brother Chittenden. It was a very encouraging letter. I sat down and answered it immediately. Wrote 4 pages of letter paper. Called to see Ella Belden. She appears a little brighter. My husband took bath at Institute. Went with Brother Gaskill to get paper. We took dinner at Brother Gaskill's. Went home on an errand. Met Sister Serenia Smith. Called again upon Ella and continued my work upon my writings in the office. Battle Creek. We decided to have a room fitted up in the office where I could be retired to write and not be disturbed with callers. I have taken cold, have the headache. We purchased a carpet for the large front room in the office. We called the girls in the office together and soon had the carpet well made and brethren put it down for us. It gives a very cheerful look to the office and makes everything very comfortable. This is quite a pleasant day, but very muddy. I called in to see Sister Salisbury. She is in poor health. Battle Creek. It is unpleasant, raining. We spent most of the day in clearing out the papers in the office. I took out pieces from papers worth preserving. Found Ella Belden no better. My son, Edson, White, returned. We moved the melodeon to his house. Fitted up the rooms comfortably for us to stay with our children. Battle Creek. We remained at home. There is a great change in the weather. It is oppressively warm. I dare not trust myself in meeting. Took a bath and lay down. Wrote to Sister Billet of San Francisco 10 pages of letter paper. There is meeting in evening, but it was interrupted by some being obliged to leave to get their names registered as voters. I was so weary, I returned home. My husband came home late. He brought Brother Duncan and a young brother with him to spend the night. There was a violent storm of thunder and lightning and heavy blow with rain. My husband did not retire until late, after the violence of the storm had subsided. Battle Creek. It was warm but cloudy. I took treatment at the Health Institute. Took dinner at our old home. My husband feels very poorly. May the Lord sustain him, is our prayer. Wrote a letter to Sister Loughborough. Looked over papers in the office, rejecting everything not valuable. Received letter from Elder Loughborough. Brethren Loughborough and Haskell met at our house. We had a solemn, earnest season of prayer for Sister Abby. The Lord let his power and blessing rest upon us all. Our faith claimed the promises, and the Lord let light and power rest upon us. Sister Abby claimed the blessing. I believe her restoration has commenced, indeed. Battle Creek. Wrote to Brother Otis Nichols 4 pages of letter paper. Completed the letter to Sister Billet. Had interview with physicians at Health Institute. I read 48 pages of manuscript, testimony for the physicians and helpers. This was a severe task to me, a work I did not love. My husband is sick. He attended meeting in the evening, which did not close until about 10 o'clock. My husband felt much depressed. We prayed for him, and he seemed to be relieved and blessed. Battle Creek. It is raining and disagreeable. My husband and myself went to the office. My husband felt so bad he returned to Emma White's to rest. He slept 1 hour and a half. Took dinner at Emma's. My husband is feeling very poorly and is much dispirited. Battle Creek. It is tediously cold, yet we worked out most of the day. Sister Hall attended to Willie's orders for fruit roots. Battle Creek. It is very disagreeable and cold. We do not venture out much. I am not well, threatened with headache. Rode down street to Salisbury's. Battle Creek.
Went to Institute today. It was a cold, blustering day. We were writing at the office. This morning, we met our dear boy, Willie. We must needs have some visit with him and Brother Kellogg, who have returned from their long course of study. They all, Brother Kellogg, Johnny Kay, Jenny Trembley, and Willie, look remarkably well. Complexion clear. All look hearty. We had our dinner brought up to our room in Health Institute. Willie ate with us. We decided to spend the Sabbath at our old home in company with our children. Battle Creek. The ground is covered with snow. It is a cloudy day. My husband spoke to the people in the forenoon. I remained at home because I did not feel able to attend. In the afternoon, I attended meeting. Brother Butler spoke from Kings, "I will not sacrifice to the Lord that which cost me nothing." 2 Samuel 24, verse 24. He spoke with considerable force, and his remarks were impressive. My husband spoke about 30 minutes. After the meeting closed, I visited Ella Belden. Had a sweet season of prayer with her. I then visited Brother and Sister W. Salisbury. We had a precious season of prayer with the family. Brother and Sister Salisbury united their prayers with mine. We all felt that the Lord blessed us. I then called upon aged Brother and Sister Morse. We found Sister Morse very feeble. Her race is evidently nearly run. We spoke words of comfort to her and prayed with these two aged pilgrims. The Lord blessed us. Melting mercy came to our hearts. I visited Brother and Sister Gardner. He is nearing the close of his journey. Disease has made him very weak. He was overjoyed to see me. We united our prayers together, and the hearts of these afflicted ones were comforted and blessed. Returned home. Found Sister Kingsley waiting to see me. We walked to the Institute, my husband and myself, to attend a director's meeting to consider the matter of building a schoolhouse and other matters of importance. Battle Creek. It is a very pleasant day. Sister Kingsley helped me sew. I remained at home in the forenoon. We took dinner at the Health Institute. Our children and the directors took dinner at the Health Institute. After dinner, we had a sing, and my husband spoke a short time. I returned home and met at Health Institute again at 4 o'clock. The directors were to consider the wages of the physicians. I looked over our home upon the corner, which had passed into other hands. Brother Cummings had purchased it. Called upon Ella Belden. She seems to be going down. I can see no possible chance for her recovery unless God shall heal her by a miracle of His mercy. Brother Kellogg called with me. He thinks her case beyond the reach of human aid. Returned home. Brother Merriam called to see us and begged us to have an interview with a gentleman from Madrid County, New York. In a few moments, Jenny Merriam and the gentleman came.
He told a most wonderful, interesting experience. His name is Sherman. Battle Creek. We have another pleasant morning. We walked to the Health Institute and took breakfast, and remained with them for family prayers in the parlor. We then had meeting of the directors in the movement room. Many things were taken up in regard to the labor of physicians, their wages, and the necessity of physicians taking a special care not to get sick. For if a physician is sick, patients can have no confidence that they can be treated successfully. Went to office. Wrote a little. Had long interview with Burley Salisbury. Took dinner at home. Called on Marcus and wife. Had a pleasant visit. After I returned home, Marcus came tugging a large basket of apples, 3 cans of fruit, and a large cake of maple sugar. After dinner, called on Burley Salisbury and rode to the office. Prayed with Ella Belden. The peace of God rests upon me every time I engage in prayer for her. Read manuscript of testimony to brethren who met at our house. Then there was talk of business matters in regard to school. Battle Creek. It is cloudy, but not stormy. We went to the office. Ella Belden does not seem to improve. Poor patient dear. She makes no complaint, is ever cheerful, and never repines. I prepared matter for reformer. Had talk with Willie in morning. Called upon Ella. She is not quite as well. Took dinner at our old home. Returned to office. Visited Ella in evening. Brother Kellogg called and made a close examination of her case. He decided if God did not heal her, she must die, for no human skill could reach her case. We had a marked season of prayer. The blessing of God rested upon us in power. My husband felt much. It was indeed a solemn place to us, and yet very precious. Ella enjoyed the season of prayer much. We called on Nettie Salisbury. She is in a critical state of health. Brother Abby accompanied a patient to his home in Ohio.
It is cold and disagreeable weather. We must make our sunshine today, if we have any. Rode to office. Rode to Chilson's and Mott's for roots. Ella Belden is failing. She shows marks of dissolution. She had an unfavorable change in the night. We took dinner at Edson's. Sister McDearman, Nettie, and her husband and 2 children were also there. In the evening, we had a praying season for Nettie. We followed the direction in the Word of God. Having anointed her with oil in the name of the Lord, we prayed for her recovery. We believe the promise of God. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and God shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. James 5, verse 15. It is cold, disagreeable weather again today. We took breakfast with Brother Abby's family. After prayers, we rode to the office. We went to the house for Lucinda Hall and rode up to Mott's and Chilson's nursery for roots to fill Willie's orders. It was dinner time when we returned. Johnny Kellogg and Willie went in another carriage. We viewed the hothouse where they were growing plants for market, visited Mrs. Chilson, conversed some in regard to California. We find Ella failing, yet she says she suffers no pain. We went to Institute in evening for treatment. My husband returned home feeling bad that Sister Chamberlain had taken her bed in movement room. I slept alone at the Institute, as I was fearful of taking cold if I returned home after taking treatment. We took breakfast at Brother Abby's. Ella Belden died about 8 o'clock p.m. We immediately attend to the preparations for the family on this mournful occasion. We had several sisters come to our house to sew for the children and prepare the robe for the dead. Brother Belden feels deeply. All the family will miss Ella, and their loss seems great. We kept busily employed all day. We rode up to the cemetery with Brother Belden to select a lot to bury his dead. For the present, Ella was placed on Elder Loughborough's lot, with a view to purchasing the lot of him and removing his friends to another lot. In the afternoon, we rode down and selected a coffin. Sister Cornell was with me and looked at robes. They cost $6 and $7. We purchased merino and took muslin and made a very nice garment for $3. The Sabbath of rest has come, and we hail with joy its peaceful hours. We are not feeling well. We rested but little during the night. My husband spoke to the people in the forenoon with considerable freedom from Matthew 19, verse 28 to 30. I spoke to the people in the afternoon in regard to praising the Lord. I read 144th and 145th Psalms and made remarks in regard to our lack of praising the Lord. The people seemed to feel the necessity of awakening to a realizing sense of God's mercies and unbounded goodness. We had many very precious testimonies to the point. We felt that our meeting had not been without some good results. It is very cold and cloudy. My husband could not sleep. He feels much perplexed. He is sick and does not feel able to speak to the people at the funeral. Brother Uriah will have to officiate. I hasten down to the afflicted family. The funeral is at 10 o'clock. Everything seems to be prepared modestly and decently. The dead is dressed in a very proper manner for her last resting place. Brother Smith spoke to the people well. His remarks were to the point. Brother Hutchins prayed with touching fervor for the mourners, and after singing, we moved along after the bearers to the hearse. We have seen the last rites performed for the dead, and we now leave the precious dust till the trump of God awakens her from her slumber to life and immortality. After dinner, I wrote 15 pages of notepaper, visited with callers twice, and then ran half of the way to the meeting house to fill my appointment to speak to the anniversary of the mother's meeting. I had freedom in speaking. I was much wearied after speaking 1 hour. The burden of the day had told upon my strength. Walked home and completed a letter and retired to rest. We find the weather still cold and cloudy. Called at Brother Cummings to see if it is convenient for us to lodge there and take treatment at the Institute. They liberally gave us their parlor chamber to set up a bed and furnish as we pleased. We met Brother Kelsey with plow. We asked him if he could plow in faith, thinking it was summer. He said he could not for himself. The air is chilly and specks of snow are falling. I wrote some in the office.
Attended Literary Society. The exercises were interesting. My husband spoke of the news contained in a letter from Elder Loughborough, that a very intelligent lady we became acquainted with upon the cars, to whom we gave a reformer, embraced the truth under his labors, and that he had baptized her and her son. Her son was heretofore an infidel. I spoke after being called upon. I tried to impress upon them the importance of the young men becoming acquainted with the reasons of our faith from the Scriptures, and the great work that was being done through the distribution of tracts and reading matter. After the meeting closed, we attended meeting of the directors of Health Institute. It was decided we should occupy the Southwest Room and be at home there. Battle Creek. We find the earth covered with her white winter mantle. The snow is 4 inches and 1/4 deep on the level. We took breakfast at Brother Abbey's, walked to the office. We had a season of prayer and prepared to take our trunk to Institute. Sister Swan called, had an interview with her. Rode to the office with her. I wrote to Mr. Walling. I took dinner at Brother Ginley's. My husband was expected to be there, but when I arrived at Brother Ginley's, I was surprised to find my husband not there. Brother Ginley went to the Health Institute, expecting to find him there, but no. We went to Brother Abbey's to see if he was there. Word was returned that he was too faint to come to dinner. I then sat down with Brother Ginley's family. I had taken about half my dinner when a messenger came with the word my husband had another shock of paralysis. I hastened to the house and found my husband's right arm partially paralyzed. We anointed with oil and then engaged in prayer for his recovery. The Lord came near by his Holy Spirit. My husband was greatly blessed. His arm was strengthened. We felt assured that by the blessing of the Lord, he would recover. We moved to the Institute. My husband feels cheerful and happy. He now is settled in regard to his duty to drop everything like burdens at Battle Creek and spend the summer in the Colorado Mountains. Battle Creek. My husband did not rest well during the night. He felt quite well, considering the severe shock he had received. He feels cheerful. His head seems to escape the blow. We rode out in the forenoon. Sister Lucinda went with us. The air is quite chilly. Took dinner at the Health Institute. We rode out again in the afternoon. Our ride was very pleasant, but it was quite cold. My husband exercised his mind considerably. I prepared my article for Reformer. Called upon our daughter Emma. Called also at Brother Abbey's. My husband met with directors and said a few things to them. I fear he may labor too much. He has had callers all day and been very cheerful. Edson and Emma called in the evening. We had a pleasant chat. My husband took movements. I also took movements. Battle Creek. We rested quite well through the night, until, as it grew near morning, my husband awoke in pain. His head pained him severely. We united in prayer together with suppressed voices. We looked to the Lord in faith for relief. For about 1 hour, the pain was eased, and my husband fell asleep. How grateful we felt for the kind Heavenly Father to listen to our prayers and relieve our distresses. We felt to praise God that He was to us a present help in every time of need. We received an excellent letter from Brother Cornell of the good work that has been done in Woodland. My husband feels feeble. His head troubles him. He has spasms of pain. We had a praying season, and we earnestly supplicated the Lord in my husband's behalf. He feels the peace of God in answer to prayer. He is very nervous. I worked over his head for some time, bathing and rubbing it and combing his hair. This gives him relief. He took a foot bath in bed. He felt a little better after he had eaten. Mrs. Matthews and her daughter Nellie came last night. A lady came today, also a blind man. Emma White took electric bath. She is not well. We fear in her case. Rode down street with Brethren Abbey and Kellogg. Purchased hair cloth and dress lining at Brother Salisbury's. Met Brother Ginley at Brother Abbey's. Read 40 pages of testimony for the Institute. Edson walked with me up to Brother Abbey's. Talked of Emma going with us to the mountains. He thought not best for her to go. Battle Creek. The Lord gave us good rest and sleep during the night. It is snowing furiously. Had some talk with Brother Abbey. Took breakfast. Had prayers. Soothed my husband's head about half an hour. He is quite weak, yet cheerful. Wrote 2 pages of notepaper to Brother Ferguson.
wrote 2 pages of notepaper to Brother Loughborough, giving an account of my husband's illness. My husband and myself took bath, lay down to rest, could not sleep. My husband had a short nap. Brother Hutchins called. We told them to come to the Institute and take treatment free of charge.
In the evening, we went to Brother Gaskill's for the purpose of having a season of prayer. We had anointed my husband's afflicted arm, and it had been nearly restored as good as the other. The stomach and bowels seemed lifeless, and we anointed them and prayed earnestly to God for his power to restore these organs to their healthy action. The sweet Spirit of the Lord rested upon us. We had a precious season. We had the assurance that God would work in our behalf and give us complete victory. We feel thankful that we have a God to whom we can apply in our necessity. I spoke to the patients in the parlor from these words of Christ. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, etc. Matthew 11, verse 28. I had freedom in speaking. Battle Creek. Not stormy, but cloudy. My husband slept well the last part of the night. He felt quite bright in the morning. We had a very precious season of prayer together. My husband felt the sensible presence and power of God in such a degree as nearly to prostrate him. He was very cheerful and happy with the assurance of the Spirit of God that our prayers had been accepted of God. In the forenoon, Brother Kellogg and myself visited Brother Abbey. He is under the most powerful temptations of Satan. We sought to speak to him words of encouragement and to lead him to look up. We prayed earnestly for him, and Brother Abbey prayed for himself. We left feeling that our visit had not been altogether in vain. In the afternoon, we rode out with our children, Edson and Emma. My husband talked considerably to them in a kind manner. My husband endured the ride well. After he returned, he talked with Addie Chamberlain quite a length of time. He talked with several. I feared that he was exerting himself too much in talking. Brother Ings called. I cautioned my husband in regard to talking so much. Battle Creek. It is a very pleasant day, which will be highly prized by the patients. My husband slept 9 hours. He felt quite well in the morning, but we were all imprudent in bringing little matters before him which required the exercise of thought. We rode out with my husband. Brother Smith accompanied us. We talked of the goodness of God in answer to our prayers. We prepared matter for instructor. My husband rode out with Sisters Hall and Van Horn. He came back very feeble. We had fears for him. We prayed over him and gave fomentations. He was relieved, but he was very bad for some time. He has not been able to exercise his mind or his body because of his great weakness of body. We spend much of our time in prayer. At night and all times of the day we call upon God. He is our rock and fortress. He is our helper and our God. We flee to God, for he is our tower of strength. Battle Creek. My husband is very feeble, yet we put our trust in God. We prayed for him in the night for about 1 hour. The Lord heard. His presence was granted us. Emma rode out with us. My husband enjoyed his riding very much. Battle Creek. It is very pleasant this morning. We rode out quite a distance. Emma took treatment in the afternoon. She rode out with us. In forenoon, my husband took sunbath, which he enjoyed very much. In afternoon, Emma White rode out with us. After we returned, we gathered dandelion greens. We returned to our old home at Brother Abbey's to stay 1 night, that we might have a better opportunity for prayer.
We walked down into the hollow east of house and cried earnestly to God for health and for His Spirit, that we might work in the cause of God. We felt blessed and had the assurance of His Holy Spirit. We believe that God is working for us and that He will restore my husband fully to health. Battle Creek. We awoke with feelings of gratitude to God for His great mercy and blessing to us. We had good rest in sleep. We read chapter in Bible and had a very sweet praying season. We rode out in the morning to the office. I rode down with Brother Gaskill to purchase some necessary things. Took dinner at Brother Abby's. My husband and myself walked to the little hollow east of our house and had a praying season together. The Lord met with us and blessed us with a rich outpouring of His Spirit. We feel deeply the need of strength from God, that we may act a part in the great work for these last days. There seem to be so few who know how to bear the burdens and work that so much need to be borne in leading out in this work. We want strength and grace to do the will and work of God. We rode down to the city. Sister Hall and myself traded some. We then rode out about 5 miles with Becky Winslow. We had a very sweet season of prayer before retiring to rest. Our souls have this day been in a special manner drawn out after God. We hunger and thirst for righteousness.